Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Breaking news. 97.1. Covering it live.
Welcome to the Annie Fry Show. Thank you for tuning into 97.1 FM Talk. There is a significant breaking news in the Middle East right now. Iran has launched an attack into Israel. Missiles are flying. The Iron Dome is doing Iron Dome things, and we're going to cover it live here on the show as news continues to break. We will have Jim Carafano on the Annie Fry Show at 12:25. So in about 20 minutes from now, we will get a local conversation here with Jim Carafano with the Heritage Foundation, and Lieutenant Colonel Dakota Wood is scheduled to be with us at 1:25 as well. But we want to bring you to the news as it happens. So we are going to head over to Fox News for breaking news coverage of this major event.
And also for another top Iranian official, this is the deputy commander who was alongside Nasrallah when he was killed in the Lebanese capital over the weekend. I'm going to just read through these notes here as we're talking, because there are multiple stories unfolding at the same time. We're also getting an update about that shooting attack that occurred earlier just south of Tel Aviv, just before this missile attack began in Jaffa, that sits just to the south of Tel Aviv at a newly built light rail station. We saw those initial images and reports, according to first responders, of two gunmen on the scene. Now, local medics are saying four people were killed in that shooting attack, seven wounded. Two shooters neutralized. Again, that is according to first responders, and that is confirmed by local police in Tel Aviv. So again, as we follow these two developing stories here out of the region, significant developments on the ground. The Iranians launching a ballistic missile attack against Israel in waves, trying to overwhelm Israel's missile defense system. Currently, the Aero Defense System, their highest tier system, is intercepting some of this incoming fire. It is a system that's been used since the beginning of the conflict that started nearly a year ago with the October 7th massacre. It has now unraveled into a broader regional war. At this point, the real fear for the Israelis and for the Americans is that this will unravel further. And it's part of the reason that you have coalition forces around. I want to just, as we're speaking here, open a message feed that I have with a top Israeli defense official who likely responded to two questions that I asked over the past several minutes. And so, according to an Israeli defense official, The Israelis are speaking with their counterparts, and just before this ballistic missile attack began, this top Israeli official said the Israelis were coordinating with CENTCOM. This is an indication that likely the Americans, again, had some level of knowledge that this was going to take place. Both the Israelis and the Americans were observing Iranian activity beforehand. That's why there was a level of alert issued to the Israeli people through Israel's communication home front command that warns people to go to shelters and to stay close to protected areas. This source goes on to say they are bracing for a wide-scale attack that is currently unfolding, including the center of this country. And as we have seen, this attack is not just targeting the center of Israel, but the entirety of the Jewish state. Guys.
So, Trey, just to give you a chance to catch your breath here, I had a graphic made up of that alert system. Let's put it up on the screen right now. This is an app that we get on our phones here, folks who are there in the Middle East and those of us who have been. Literally the entire country, as far south as the southern tip of the Dead Sea and all the way up almost to the border with Lebanon, is bright red with all of these alerts. I mean, dozens and dozens of alerts as these missiles have been coming in. So far, Trey, the good news seems to be, based on what we're seeing from your video there and the live video that we have up of Tel Aviv, that, you know, we're not seeing anything that looks like missiles that have impacted in any significant way on the ground. There's no fires in the downtown area. So it looks like the missile defense systems have been operating as they should. And don't forget as well that back on April the 13th, when the Iranians last tried this, there was a large coalition that involved Israeli warplanes, as well as the United States, the UK, France, and Jordan, who all worked in a coordinated fashion to take down a lot of these projectiles before they got anywhere near Israeli airspace. As you pointed out, a lot of those were drones in the early wave of the attack. Ballistic missiles are a different thing because some of those travel in the upper atmosphere, if not out of the atmosphere itself, and you can't get an aircraft up high enough to intercept those. So that would have to rely on the Arrow 2 and 3 systems, which are designed to intercept those. But Trey, the initial observation, at least, from looking at our live pictures, and we don't know how much more of this is yet to come. Certainly, you know, this is in response for the killing of Hania in downtown Tehran. Iran sat on this for a long time because that was 2 months ago. But we don't know if there's any more waves of missiles coming, but so far there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of damage there in Israel, which is a good thing. Your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. Israel's air defense is significant, and they have these Arrow defense systems spread throughout the country in a way that if the worst case scenario of an attack would take place, that they would be able to at least try to intercept it. And as we're speaking here, there are sirens now sounding along the Israel-Lebanon border. This is an indication, and I can confirm this is not coming from Iran, that Hezbollah is now firing rockets into northern Israel. So, again, the Israelis are taking fire right now as we speak, not only from Iranian territory, but also from their largest proxy, Hezbollah, in southern Lebanon. And I do want to just read you an update here on my other phone. According to the Israeli Airport Authority, Israeli airspace is now closed. Takeoff and landings at Ben-Gurion International Airport, just outside of Tel Aviv, have been stopped. This is an indication that the Israelis want to ensure that, first of all, civilian aircraft is safe in this area, but also that the airspace could be compromised in the hours ahead. And as we look forward here to what the threats on the ground are, the Iranians, when they launched this attack, didn't just launch it all at the same time. As you saw live here on Fox, they were firing these missiles in waves. And there's two things to consider here. The first thing has to do with the on-the-ground military activity of Iran's largest proxy that sits about 17 miles to the north of here, Hezbollah. Hezbollah has an arsenal of missiles and rockets that they have used to rain down on Israeli cities over the past year. And they are still firing on cities like Tel Aviv. Earlier today, Hezbollah fired on Tel Aviv. And also the thing that you have to consider tonight, the real question at hand here as we cover the developing story, is how the Israelis will respond to this massive missile attack from Iranian territory. We've heard from Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant over the past week, and they have said things like, if Iran decides to respond to the killing of Hassan Nasrallah, that they will pay a very heavy price. And I think we should look back to April, to what the Israelis targeted when they responded to the April attack against Israel. when the ballistic and cruise missiles were launched from Iranian territory then in April, the Israelis responded by striking the air defense systems outside of one of Iran's largest nuclear facilities. And I spoke with Israeli officials after that in Tel Aviv, asking them why, beyond the obvious reasons. And they said they wanted to send a message. They wanted to send a message to the Iranian regime that Israeli jets and missiles have the capability to hit Iranian targets, including their nuclear facilities. And this is the big X factor here in all of this. And as we talk about the developments on the ground here with this unfolding ballistic missile attack, what appears to be in the low hundreds of ballistic missiles fired toward Israel from Iranian territory in response, according to Iran's IRGC, to the killing of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah and Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. We should talk about Iran's nuclear program, because Israeli officials, some of them, are of the belief that this is an opportunity for Israel. They have watched Iran not only develop their missile program that is now being used to target Israel, as Israeli officials warned over the past several years, but the real concern is their nuclear program, because according to top nuclear watchdogs, the Iranians are starting to enrich uranium very close to weapons-grade material. This means their breakout period for a nuclear bomb has been reduced to weeks. And if they have the ability to create a nuclear weapon and attach it to a ballistic missile that they've just shown tonight can reach Israel, it is a catastrophic situation for this country. And so the coming hours and days will be significant to watch what the Israeli response will be. And as we continue to follow the developments on the ground here, we are also watching that developing story. And we'll see if you can get the map back up of Jaffa, just south of Tel Aviv, where officials have updated that 8 people were killed in that shooting attack that just began before the missile attack from Iran started. Guys,
I mean, dude, there's so much happening all at once there. Hey, Trey, just we're going to let you stand by for a second here, but I just wanted to take a look at this statement from Iranian state media that you read there. It said IRGC, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, in response to the martyrdom of Ismail Haniyeh, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, and martyr Nilfershan, so it's for 3, we targeted the heart of the occupied territories. If the Zionist regime reacts to Iran's operations, it will face crushing attacks. The fact that they use the word targeted in the past tense, Trey, might be an indication that this is over. And they're also saying that it's not just for Haniyeh, but it's for Nasrallah and Nilfershan as well. And basically saying to Israel, don't respond to this because we'll hit back at you again if you do. So I don't know your thoughts about whether this is over or not. And then there's also the question of, does Israel just let this go, or does Israel respond as well? Noting that after the takeout of Nasrallah, Iran moved the Ayatollah Khamenei to a safe, undisclosed location. Trey?
Israeli officials are not likely to let this go. They don't want the dynamic to change, despite the fact that we are clearly stepping up on a regional escalation ladder. And if we could just zoom out here for a second, when we look at the 30,000-foot view of the situation on the ground, Israel over the past year has been directly battling Iranian proxies, not just on the ground in Gaza with Hamas and Islamic Jihad, that's one front, but also with Hezbollah in southern Lebanon, which overnight we saw as the Israelis went into southern Lebanon on the ground. We were actually embedded overnight with an Israeli commando unit as they went to a Hezbollah position near to the Israel-Lebanon border. But then you have the Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. That's a third front that just this week was active as they fired a ballistic missile at Tel Aviv. Then you have Iran itself tonight firing ballistic missiles toward Israel. And then you have the West Bank. The Iranians have been pushing weapons and support toward Hamas and Islamic Jihad cells there. And then you have Iran-backed Iraqi and Syrian Shia militias. And so this is a seven-front conflict. And the Israelis feel that they have to, according to officials, escalate to de-escalate. That is the current policy of the Israeli defense echelon in Tel Aviv.
And we don't anticipate that
will change.
Yeah, that's what we're seeing in Lebanon as well, this idea of escalating to de-escalate. Hey, we got to get some information in from stateside here, Trey. Stand by with this. Sandra, back to you.
We're waiting on an update, reminding our viewers, response from the White House. There is a briefing that was originally scheduled for 1:30 p.m. Eastern time. That would be about 14 minutes from now. We'll see if that's still happening, and if so, what the response is from the Biden White House. Also, a State Department briefing is expected top of the hour, 2 o'clock Eastern time. We're also also starting to get some brand new reaction in from Congress. Senator Lindsey Graham is calling for an attack. He says this is a breaking point. He's now urging the Biden administration to target Iranian oil refineries. He says these oil refineries need to be hit and hit hard because that is the source of cash for the regime to perpetrate their terror. You are watching, obviously, the night sky there in Israel. Okay, this is what we saw happen late in the last hour. When the missile attacks began, you're going to watch the night sky light up. Let's watch together.
Listening to breaking news coverage from Fox News. Trey Yingst reporting live underneath missile fire from Iran launched into Israel. This is another step, a pretty big step in the conflict in the Middle East. And we are going to keep you close to the breaking news as it happens. When we return, we're going to take a quick break here. When we return, we are going to connect with our very own Jim Carafano, who is an expert when it comes to this sort of conflict in the Middle East. He will reset the table for us to tell us exactly what is happening here and probably what you and I are both thinking. What next? Stick around. 97.1 FM Talk has the breaking news as it happens. St. Louis is home for conservative talk and this very developing story taking place in Israel as Iran has launched its missile attack against the country. Jim Carafano on the Annie Fry Show when we return.
Breaking news. 97.1 covering it live.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Breaking news. 97.1, covering it live.
We've been watching today breaking news as Iran has launched a pretty massive missile strike against Israel. Israel's Iron Dome is sniping these missiles out of the sky as they are launched onto Israel. And I'm going to read to you the latest news here from Fox News. We're working to connect with Jim Carafano. We've got Jim Carafano booked. We've also got Lieutenant Colonel Dakota Wood booked. And we know that they're going to be in hot demand today. So we are going to work to bring them to you today when convenient for them. Fox News reports Iran's anticipated ballistic missile attack against Israel is now underway, according to Fox News chief foreign correspondent Trey Yingst, citing an Israeli source. We have been covering live through Fox News breaking news coverage as a Fox News radio affiliate. 97.1 FM Talk is proud to be able to bring you the best coverage as it unfolds from their TV anchor team. Fox News continues to report that Yingst said initial reports indicate that around 100 missiles have been fired towards Israel. Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system could be seen intercepting the projectiles. The attack appears to be unfolding in waves. The IDF released a statement saying, quote, Iran's attack is continuing, and, quote, the aerial defense array is currently identifying and intercepting launches, end quote. Iran previously launched a failed missile attack on Israel in April of this year. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard, the IRG, as a lot of people refer to him, Corps, said this latest barrage of missiles is in retaliation for the killing of the Hezbollah leader in Beirut, Lebanon, in an Israeli airstrike late last week, and the killing of Hamas leader Hanaya in Tehran in July, according to Yingst. More from Fox News. The Israeli Defense Forces said in a statement earlier that, quote, a short while ago, missiles were launched from Iran towards the state of Israel. In the last few minutes, the Home Front Command has distributed life-saving instructions in various areas across the country. According to the IDF, the public is asked to adhere to the Home Front Command's guidelines. Upon hearing a siren, you must enter a protected space and remain there until further notice. Sirens could be heard going off across Israel during the attack. Quote, the IDF is doing and will continue to do everything necessary to protect the civilians of Israel. The IDF is fully prepared for both defense and offense at peak readiness. Continue to act responsibly and keep calm, as you have done so far, and make sure to follow the guidelines. We are strong and can handle this event as well. That is the live and latest Fox News report. And we are watching as the missiles are being intercepted by the Iron Dome, which is just an amazing thing to be able to see. But Ryan, you know, we were talking about this as we are leading into the noon hour of our normal show, that just from a human standpoint, seeing Israel under nightfall and watching these missiles through the sky, when you want to talk about the bombs bursting in air, that's always been a line of a song that swells our hearts with pride. And when you see bombs bursting in air, incoming from Iran, exploding due to the selection of the Iron Dome to pick off the ballistic missiles that are to be the most harmful, it's an overwhelming feeling to see that even through the television screen.
Just watching it. So it's 12:28 here. That means it's 8:28 p.m. in Tel Aviv. And it's dark there. Of course, it's evening time. Iran has chosen this moment to strike Israel. Watching those, and it, the report that you were just read, you know, 100 missiles have been fired, according to Trey Yanks to Fox News. 100 missiles. And as we watch them hit this Iron Dome where, boom, they're intercepted, every single one of them, and we're watching it live. You can watch it live. You know, it's happening right now. As we're watching this happen, every single one of those, you go, man, if that isn't intercepted, that is destruction. That is dead Israelis, and Iran is celebrating. But so far, the Iron Dome has held pretty tight against these attacks.
Well, Brian and Brad and I will be the first to tell you that we are not experts when it comes to Israel, to Iran, to these foreign relationships that are incredibly complicated, that are, in fact, biblical in many senses. So we're watching this and we're taking this in just as you are, and we're seeing what's happening. And while we're doing that, there are a lot of feelings and emotions that comes with it, because the natural feeling, I think, for anybody, but that I'm certainly experiencing, is what happens next? Because Israel is supposed to be the United States' closest ally. Israel is supposed to be our greatest friend, and we are to return that favor to them, to be their greatest ally, to be their greatest friend. The amount of investment that has been made on the United States taxpayer to help protect Israel and to ensure that the Israeli people, that the Jewish people have a place where they can live in peace and prosperity has been the commitment of the United States. And they are now under attack, not by some sort of terrorist organization that has nestled its way into the Gaza Strip next to Israel, or a terrorist organization that operates within the country of Lebanon. Now Israel is under attack by directly from a country that is an adversary of the United States. My thoughts on the issue go squarely to the difference between, not to make this political, but it certainly is, the difference between time under Donald Trump and his presidency with the Abraham Accords that upheld the safety and security of Israel, that put Iran at notice to say that if you are to overstep your bounds, there will be great retaliation from many people in the Middle East, to have a resolve as to the value of life that exists in the Middle East, and to understand that the United States of America has a very strong responsibility to be an active part of keeping that peace through strength, and knowing that as soon as Joe Biden took over as the president of the United States, that the Iran deal, the one that was initiated by Barack Obama with the pallets of cash on the tarmac, had then been picked up by the Biden administration and the Kamala Harris administration to appease Iran, to encourage Iran. And this is where you get. This is what you end up with. We are at a situation right now where you have to ask yourself, our responsibility here in the United States of America is to ask ourselves, does America have a role in getting us to where we are? And does America play a role in stopping it from taking the next step? And I feel as though we're in a position right now where you look to our leaders, you look to the Biden-Harris administration, and you think, how can they get us out of this if they got us into it? It's a scary thought. And it's, you know, it's one that I just can't help but think about all of the scare tactics that were put into play, the frightening rhetoric that surrounded the idea of a Donald Trump presidency. Initially telling us that should Donald Trump become the president of the United States, that we would assuredly end up in World War III. Think about all of the things that were said about that man should he become the president in 2016. And in the midst of doing so, we were at peace. In Donald Trump's presidency, we were at peace. And from the instance with which Joe Biden and Kamala Harris took over this country in the White House, every move that they have seemed to have made has made the United States weaker and empowered those countries who would seek to do us harm and to do our allies harm. That gives me no confidence. That doesn't make me feel like in this moment in time that when we pivot, when you're looking at your television or you're listening to the broadcast here on 97.1 FM Talk, and you see and you hear what is taking place in Israel, and you mentally pivot to the administration and go, what are you going to do? My initial question is, do they even know what's happening? Do they even know how we've gotten to this place? Are the people who are in charge of this situation capable of protecting, first and foremost, Americans, which include many dual citizen Americans who are in Israel right now, cowering in bomb shelters because they're under fire by a country with which we've emboldened? Do the people in charge here in the United States have a plan? Because we are now at the place where our inaction is a very, very bold action. Should the United States stand down? Should the United States sit down at this moment in time? What happens? And then conversely, if the United States gets involved, what does that look like? What is at stake should the United States respond with some sort of additional support that is more than what we've been pouring into the people of Ukraine and pouring in to the people of Israel so far? Who is in charge? Is anybody in charge? Is anybody who's been elected to a position by the people of the United States of America at the wheel right now? It's hard to determine what the stakes are right now because I feel as though this is potentially uncharted territory. And the consequences of the United States' next move are vast. Globally. Meanwhile, the United States is cleaning up from a massive hurricane. The port workers are striking. The border is out of control. Not only is the country on fire, the world is on fire right now, and we literally don't know who's calling the shots. It's a frightening position to be in. We're going to take a break. We're going to continue to try to connect with Jim Carafano. We understand the demand that is on his time. We hope to connect with him shortly. We also are hoping to talk with Lieutenant Colonel Dakota Wood in the 1 o'clock hour. We are going to keep on this live breaking coverage as Iran has launched missiles into Israel. Fox News reports that Biden and Harris are monitoring the Iran attacks on Israel. So that's good to know that they're monitoring them. The targeted attacks, as have been done before, a lot of times Tel Aviv, they've targeted Jerusalem as well. The reports coming from Mike Tobin at Fox News is that Iran has launched missiles over the entirety of Israel. We will continue to cover this live here on 97.1 FM Talk. We'll be right back.
Breaking news. 97.1, covering it live.
We are listening to breaking news with Fox News on the Iran attack on Israel, the country of Iran, not a terrorist organization funded by Iran. Iran has launched missile attacks against the entirety of Israel. And this breaking as it is 8:39 p.m. in Jerusalem right now. We are going to move directly to live breaking coverage and tune in here to what Fox News is having to say about this late event.
To talk about Iran, about the Islamic regime, about what Hezbollah is and what they do every single day to Israel.
So, Mary, as we look at pictures of the old city in Jerusalem and the Dome of the Rock there in the center of the picture, we wonder what comes after this attack from Iran. This is the second time now, the last time being back on April the 13th, that Iran has directly fired on Israel. Up until April, it was always done through proxies. But now Iran has done this twice. We know after the takeout of Nasrallah last Friday that the Ayatollah Khamenei was moved to a safe location. Do you expect that Israel is going to have to respond to what happened today? And how do you expect that will happen?
We're still in the Middle East. You don't have to do anything. You make choices. In this case, it's about restoring deterrence. I think that Israel in the last 2 weeks has shown a lot of the capabilities that we kind of felt were missing, certainly in the colossal failure of October 7th, and that we did see when Israel intercepted the Iranian incoming missiles on April 13th, 14th. So as I look at it as an Israeli right now, this isn't about tit for tat and revenge. It's about a sovereign country, Iran, for whatever reasons they choose, firing an enormous arsenal against Israel. And this should not be just about Israel. So when you ask what next, how about listening to the world, the Western world, the free world, step up, not just in its rhetoric, but in the way that they approach this Islamic regime in Iran and the way that it uses all of the proxies, the way that the Houthis close a main shipping route for the world from Yemen. And I say that as an Israeli, that it's not about me. We attacked in Yemen yesterday. We have been attacking against Hezbollah in Lebanon and all of the other proxies, and I don't think that we should be doing this alone.
Colonel Eisen, if you could just for a second here, we've got some brand new video, again, reporting that hundreds of missiles have been launched all over Israel. This was the scene over Jerusalem moments ago. Just incredible, and you think about the terror, the fear, Colonel, that this put into the people there and all over the streets, all of whom were told to shelter.
And that sheltering is part of the defense system. We have active defense. Those are the interceptors that were eloquently both shown and described before. Arrow, David Sling, Iron Dome. But we also have what we call passive defense, which means that I, Miri, a colonel, went down into my safe place with the other kid that's at home, that my husband was in a car. He stopped at the side of the road and for 45 minutes was laying next to his car because you know how to act. That's passive defense. It's the reason that we manage both to defend ourselves, to stay strong and resilient, and we will respond. For a moment, don't think that we won't respond. We're doing so every day. And right now, I really do feel that our initiative, both against Hezbollah inside Lebanon, but whatever response we have to Iran is, again, not just about Israel. It's about this horrific Islamic regime, the instability that it does. And at the end, I'm a person. It has not been a very nice time in these last 2 hours. And yep. Here I am sitting strong inside my house, yeah. And that's what we continue to do.
Thank God for that.
You know, the resilience of the Israeli people really is something to behold. Miri Eisen, thank you for coming on. Really appreciate it. Let's now bring in Aaron Cohen, former member of the Israel Special Operations Counterterrorist Unit. Aaron, as we bring you in, some news to report, according to Admiral Daniel Hagari, no casualties in this ballistic missile attack. The airspace has been reopened. People have been let out of their out of the shelters that they took refuge in. Your assessment of where we are on this night in Israel?
Well, John, what you're seeing right now is the direct result of one of the finest special counterterror operations in the world, directed at Hezbollah. Israel, after 11, 12 days, completely dismantled the senior leadership of that organization. And I'll tell you, in the Middle East, there's a lot of big egos, a lot of big posturing. But Israel has a multi-layered defense system, as Reserve Colonel Miri just said. The Iron Dome, David Sling, an incredible infrastructure of bomb shelters throughout the country. It's mandatory as part of the zoning. But Israel is actively engaged in operations in southern Lebanon right now. Iran is doing the exact same thing that happened a couple of months ago, which is they're firing a barrage of ballistic missiles. But the fact is, there wasn't a nuclear missile that was fired from Iran, which leads me to believe that Israel is doing everything it can right now to decide whether or not they want to attack that Iranian nuclear facility in Tormuz. And there's other operational plans that Israel's eyeing very closely right now in Iran, including Shah Island, which is where all of that oil gets refined. So right now, that little tit for tat, Israel is deciding whether or not at this point, now that everything's going to start getting quiet, whether they're going to launch another counterstrike, or if this is just Iran spitting out that last, like we say in Arabic, kalban, that bark. Is this their last bark, or is it time for Israel to escalate and then start penetrating into Iran? And I think Iran has been looking for an out, John. That's what I truly believe. After the embarrassment of what happened with Hezbollah, Ismail Haniyeh getting killed in the center of Tehran in a highly secure police build, estate, if you will. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of egg on Iran's face right now. So these egos have been hit. Now it's a question of whether The quiet conversations are happening between Iran and U.S. Intelligence and Mossad. Are we going to continue to push back now and escalate, or is this thing going to quiet down? So it's going to be interesting to see where that goes. I think we're going to see some potential quiet special operations retaliatory activity after this. But really, the focus is going to be on Hezbollah. They're the immediate threat. Although missiles are landing in Israel, John, no deaths reported. Israel's got the security abilities to be able to cover and protect the Israeli people. And so I think this is Iran looking for their out, if I had to guess, John. Just trying to keep that posture and look tough at the same time.
All right. So we are getting some updates, sir. Thank you very much for joining us. I'll ask you where you do see this going next based on what I can tell you is happening right now. Lebanon's Minister of Transport says airports, airspace will temporarily be closed to air traffic. That's going to be another 2 hours. Israel's reopened its airspace. Airspace takeoffs and landings to resume in the coming hour, according to the airport authority. The Jordan Army is issuing a statement saying its forces in a state of readiness at this hour to confront any attempts that threaten kingdom's security. This is also a statement from an Israeli military spokesperson saying very few injuries. There are very few injuries after this Iranian missile strike, and that the public can now exit their bomb shelters. Also appears that we're getting a statement from the Israeli military that the missile attack from Iran was over and people could leave air raid shelters. In that statement, it reads, following the situational assessment, it was decided that it is now permitted to leave protected spaces in all areas across the country. Based on all of that, what do you see the coming hours looking like here as we do look at nearly the 9 o'clock hour there in Jerusalem?
Well, guys, here's what I think. I think that the fact that the IDF and the Israeli security authorities have decided to open up the airspace in the next coming hours, residents are now allowed to leave their houses and they're about to get on with business, tells me that this was a limited strike. It tells me that this was a posturing attack, very similar to what Iran did a couple of months ago. And I think the real operational focus is going to continue to be Hezbollah, who's strategically aligned along that southern border in Lebanon, which poses an imminent threat to Israel. And what I mean by that is Hezbollah has fired up to 10,000 rockets over the last 11 months at Israel. Israeli special operations forces have entered southern Lebanon. And I think the continued dismantling of the Hezbollah infrastructure, along with limited operations that continue in Gaza, are going to be the focus. Israel did find out about imminent plans through their intelligence apparatus that Hezbollah was planning to infiltrate the northern portion of Israel into the Galilee region for the purpose of creating another October 7th style attack. Those are very, very real. And so Israel is focused on the imminent threat. I believe this was limited. Israelis allowed to leave their house right now tells me that this wave of missile attacks is over. And this tells me that there are conversations that are happening with Iranian intelligence officials, U.S. intelligence officials, and quietly with Israeli Mossad intelligence officials relaying that information. This is just that bark of the Middle East, Iran trying to look tough. But Hezbollah, now that Nasser Nasrallah has been killed with the 10,000 plus rockets that were fired into Israel, that is the focus of the Israel defense apparatus. And Israel will continue to dismantle that infrastructure. And Iran, I believe, is smart enough to understand that anything past what we just saw in the last couple of hours here will result in very aggressive, let me say this, preemptive strike operations targeted at Iran, Iran's military infrastructure, their oil refinery system. Israel, the soul of her operational capability lies in that aggression. And I believe Iran launched those missiles because they're prepared to lay down. They do not want to be unalived, just like the entire leadership of Hezbollah and Hamas were unalived. Systematically, nobody is better at killing terrorists than Israel, and Iran knows that.
So you've been listening to breaking news coverage with Fox News. That man just speaking there was Aaron Cohen. He's a former Israeli counterterrorist unit member and is unalived. Is that a new thing? I feel like that's killed, let's just say it. But yeah,
it's an internet speak thing.
It just seems like maybe we should be above internet speak when we're talking about the pregame of World War III. It's kind of bizarre to me. Internet speak. It's been quite an hour and a half, I would say, of attacks of Iran launching these missiles into Israel. And it seems as though there's a pause right now. It says that airspace has now been back opened over Israel. That was fast.
Yeah.
That's just like it's a strange reality that we don't have here in the United States. What Israel deals with, what they are capable of, people have been told that they can leave their shelters, I believe, is one of the reports that was just given there. It sounds like they don't have a dramatic loss of life.
Yeah, it's what it sounds like. I've heard a couple different reports. One of them saying nobody.
That's what they were saying on Fox.
Yeah, it's interesting to hear. Was it Aaron
Cohen
who was just speaking, because Fox News reporting, you know, similar things. They're reporting about the situation in Israel right now with the rockets overhead and the Iron Dome intercepting basically all of those, from what we can tell, in that there has been no loss of life reported. But they're also, at the same time, reporting that the Israel Defense Forces have begun localized, limited, targeted raids against Hezbollah. So these things are very much linked, as Aaron Cohen was saying.
We are still going to try to connect with Jim Carafano. We kind of knew when we booked the Jim Carafano and Dakota Wood today that it would be a risky bet, but one worth making, in my opinion, to bring you the expertise of those two individuals. And so we're going to work on with their schedules to make sure that we can get them on should their schedules allow it. So you know, traditionally, you'd be tuning into 97.1 right now. You'd be hearing Wiggins America. But with a day like today, we are watching as Iran has launched a missile strike against Israel. And also, it wasn't a targeted strike specifically at Tel Aviv or a single location. They did attack Jerusalem. Then the reports from Fox News are they attacked the entirety of the country of Israel, which is a bold and broad statement. There are, according to Fox News, no casualties reported. So from our eyes and watching the missiles come in as the Iron Dome picks them off one at a time, it is an incredibly impressive thing to watch, but it is also very intimidating things to watch. And we have to know, you have to wonder at least, what will the United States' response be in conjunction with their strong ally in Israel? President Biden and Vice President Harris are reported to be monitoring the situation. You kind of wonder like what that means. Yeah, basically, that's the report that they're aware.
They know that
it's going on. And you know, I would say with any president of the United States, not just Joe Biden, there is a lot of sitting and listening that has to be taking place. You have your Secretary of Defense and your Joint Chiefs that are sitting around a table weighing in on the situation, connecting with your counterparts in other areas to have a discussion where you can source as much possible information and seek the wisdom. That's where the president comes in. Is the president is supposed to be wise enough to listen to the things that they don't know to make a decision on what happens next. And I struggle with the thought that President Joe Biden has the capacity to do this. And, you know, I unironically said this yesterday, but when Joe Biden can't handle a quick press conference where he was asked about this conflict yesterday before all of this happened today, before Iran actually launches a missile strike against Israel, and he balked at the question and then he walked out of the room. The man is not effectively leading the United States on this issue, at least not front facing to the American people whom he answers to. Remember, the hierarchy here is we the people at the top of the hierarchy. And if it makes you wonder if the president of the United States is capable of doing this job. And I question the decision by the Democrats to say that Joe Biden knew when it was time to step back from a campaign, but he's still capable of being the president of the United States. The stakes are really high here for them to have been wrong on that issue. And if he is capable of doing the job, then he needs to speak to the American people in a way that articulates to the American people, I've got this. I'm at the helm. As I said yesterday, that the president of the United States needs to show that he squarely has his hands on 10 and 2 on the safety, the security of this country and our relationships with our allies in the world. And if he does not have that, hand over the presidency to the person who the Democratic Party has said has earned the right to have their nomination to be the next person. I think it's a problem. It's not just a political problem. I think it's of the worst kind of problem, the one with actual real-world consequences.
You said it. The stakes are very, very high. This is not Iran using its proxies as it normally always does, which is just funding Hezbollah and terrorist organizations to be this thorn in the side. This is Iran directly attacking Israel.
We're working on connecting with Jim Carafano and Dakota Wood to weigh in on the events of today. We're also going to speak about the VP debate that is still taking place tonight. Keep it right here on 97.1 FM Talk for the latest. Don't go away.
Breaking news.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.